Hello there. You're listening to the Hazone podcast series, and I'm your host, Yoav Gutman. Hazone works to create a healthier and more sustainable Jewish community and a healthier and more sustainable world for all. On this episode, we'll be talking with Jewish cowboy Scott Gerber. Just last month, we got to sit down at the Hazone Food Conference, joined by over 600 other participants in California, and learned a lot and got together and had a great time. I was able to have this conversation with one of the more interesting participants, the Jewish cowboy, Scott Gerber. So what's your daily schedule like?
Well, it depends on the time of year. There's a lot of time spent a horseback. You know, we're really trying to work into a lot of this holistic resource management, and which entails a lot of rotational grazing to where we're trying to, you know, the more paddocks you have, the better. And I'm trying to build more paddocks using permanent electric wires. But we go from...
What are paddocks?
Oh, I'm sorry, like fields, just fields.
Oh, okay.
So if you have more fields, so in other words, we rotate a lot, you know, maybe not every day, but I go out on a saddle horse and take my stock dogs with me. And we move the cattle to the next field. And we try to allow as long a rest period as we can before we can come back. At least, you know, I'm looking for trying to do 90 days in the winter, but I'm not there yet. I don't have enough fields or paddocks to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's other things. I have to keep, you know, the horses that I use. I have to keep them shod, keep shoes on them. That's my... you know, there's fences to fix all the time. There's always things breaking down, broken pipes, you know, I try to hoe thistles. We're actually trying to work on getting the cattle to eat them. This lady, Kathy Voth in Colorado's been doing a lot of research on that. But there's, you know, maintenance stuff. There's times, you know, if the cattle are sick, you know, you ride out, go a horseback usually, and you rope them and lay them down, and then you can give them medicine. I'm using this organic thing from Dr. Joe Raymaker in Santa Cruz. He's great. And
what does that mean? What do you mean when you say some organic medicines?
Well, it's what it is, and I don't want to, because I'm not very scientific, it's a bolus, a pill, and it's filled with electrolytes, colostrum, and probiotics. And what you do, if you can give them those pills when they're sick, it just really boosts their immune system to where then they can fight it themselves. So we've like reduced our, you know, antibiotic use for sicknesses almost down to nothing, you know, because of that. And for like a pink eye, I'll actually use the old, you know, that the condensed milk, and give them a shot right under the eye there, right above the eyeball, and then put a patch on that, and with a blue jean patch, just cut a piece of blue jeans out, and that's organic, and that'll work really well too. So
how long have you been cowboying? How long have you been working with cattle, and what did you do before that?
Well, I've been cowboying about 30 years now, and I've always worked in agriculture. Once I turned 17, I was old enough to get out and work and drive. I got a job.
Where were you raised?
I was raised a little bit out of Petaluma in a town called Sebastopol. And so I worked in a chicken ranch in Sebastopol out there for about a year. Then I went and worked in the orchards a lot. Sebastopol was big, used to be a big apple area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, prune and picking. And sheared sheep a couple seasons. And then when I turned 21, I decided, well, I'm just going to cowboy, and I kind of stuck with that. Figured it agreed with me the best.
And some people know you as the Yiddish singing cowboy?
Something like that.
What's the story there?
Well, it just being a Jew, and then the community I grew up in Petaluma, you know, with the real, the people I came from there was the real, like the communist, atheist, you know, Jews. But they very much embrace the culture, you know, and
the
Yiddish culture, definitely. Yeah, not nothing from Israel or anything like
no.
that. Nothing. No, and so it was. real important for them to teach me, my mother and my maternal grandmother, because my dad's folks were living in Chicago still, so I didn't get to know them well, but they taught me a lot of the Yiddish songs. They really wanted me to keep them alive, because there wasn't much going on back in those days. You know, they were dying out. Now there's more of a resurgence, but mm-hmm. they were starting to panic. They'd go, well, this guy, he can sing a little bit. We'll see what he can do with it. You know? So they made sure I learned them.
So what brings you to Hazon?
Well, I'm just so interested in, because I thought it might be a little reflection on the community I grew up in, Jewish ranchers and Jewish, because when I grew up, all the people, you know, everyone talked about Jewish doctors, lawyers, this and this. To me, Jews were ranchers, you know, farmers. And I missed that, you know, because even the Jews that I meet back home now, since all that fell apart, they're great people, but it's hard to talk with them about, like, stuff, you know, what's going on the ranch. Like, they might see it. You know, a gorgeous day and just be loving it. And here I am thinking, geez, we need the rain so bad. You know what I mean? And I once in a while run into one of my old buddies from the old days, from the community, and they're not farming anymore, but we can talk a little about what we're on doing, and, you know, and they'll understand the cattle thing or about how important the weather is. And, mm-hmm. and I guess so that's what I was thinking coming here. I'd be having seen more people, more Jews. They really appreciate the agriculture, you know.
Yeah, and you met other Jewish farmers here?
A little bit. Yeah, it's been really nice. And even, you know, other people that are involved in other ways. One gal, like Ariella, who's a chicken dealer, is amazing. You know, we call them chicken dealers back in the day. It kind of touched me. You know, she's a young woman with a beautiful family, and she's doing this kind of almost carrying on a tradition, you know, from the, although she's back east, you know. But mm-hmm. There's some great people here. And what really touches me is to see so many young people. You know, I'm kind of on the, you know, older end of it now for sure, but to see young people interested in this, because that's what I believe it's really going to take. It's going to take that strength and that energy.
That was a conversation I had with the Jewish cowboy Scott Gerber just last month at the food conference. And I think what's interesting about him is he really shows us young people that we can overcome the stigmas and the stereotypes and go out and be farmers and be cowboys if we want to be and still be Jewish and have a strong Jewish identity. Well, I want to thank you for listening, and just some events that are going on. This weekend is the Jewish holiday of Tu B'Shvat, the new year for the trees. If you're in the New York area, hopefully you're joining us for our Tu B'Shvat Seder and Shabbat dinner. There's also similar events in Boulder, Colorado, and Denver, and San Francisco, in the Philadelphia area. You can go ahead and check out our website, hazon.org, and just click under events, the events calendar, and it'll take you to a listing of a lot of events. And one more event I want to highlight on February 10th will be the New York Ride launch for the 2010 New York Ride. And finally, if you would like to donate to Hazon, just check out our website, hazon.org, and it's pretty easy to find a good way to donate and contribute to our cause and to Jewish environmentalism. So once again, thank you for joining me on this second episode of the Hazon podcast series. Hope to see you next time, and I hope you do well until we meet again.